How you doing, folks? I'm Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA. The home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Venturing back up to one of my favorite areas of California, particularly when you're talking about wine, that being the Napa Valley, and on the St. Helena Trail with the Calistoga address, we're talking with some of the principals of the new Parable Wines, a very new upscale winery in the area specializing in Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon. We are speaking with the managing director, Trey Epright, and also their winemaker, Cale Anderson. Gents, welcome back to the show. Going back to Trey. Trey, where we left things is you have this heritage 2.5 acre property on the St. Helena Trail that you have replanted that also has an existing wine cave, which I don't think you can build them anymore in the Napa Valley. As you're restoring this property and redeveloping it, because I know this is a personal project of yours and you have a vision for the estate, what are the plans? Kind of give us an overview, if you will.
The plans here is, the budwood's been grafted onto the rootstock, and they are growing. They are, hopefully now they are thinning out their shoots and are in leaf. I am out of town right this minute, but I will be back very shortly, and hopefully seeing everything in its pristine green stage at this point. So in about 2 more years, we're going to get fruit off of there. And then we will have our very own estate cab, which Cale and I are super excited about because Cale's been intimately involved with this vineyard as well. And it'll just be nice to have something that we can call uniquely our own.
And in terms of as you move forward, Trey, how do you envision the visitor experience there?
Great question. As soon as Napa County, we can get through our permitting, which has been a little over 2.5 years now. They're not the easiest county in the country to work in. But as soon as we get through the permitting phase, we are going to build our winery there. It'll be capable of making about 20,000 gallons of wine annually. We will have our own building for visitor experience. And so basically you can come to the property, go to a sensory experience by checking in the main building, and then we will take you on a tour of the property through the vineyard, through the winery, through the caves, and do a tasting more than likely in the cave. We do have a beautiful oak grove, which there will be some outdoor tasting areas as well. So weather depending where the actual tasting will happen. But it should be a pretty cool, unique experience, and maybe even a viewing platform on the top of the property. The elevation change over the property is several hundred feet.
Trey, sounds very special, and we're definitely looking forward to following that as it progresses. Bringing Cale back into the conversation, Cale, you have intimate familiarity with some of the best vineyards that are in the Napa Valley. For right now, you have your choice of sourcing fruit from the best of the best. You can buy fruit from some vineyards that nobody else has access to. Kind of give us a little overview of where you're sourcing fruit right now and what some of that perspective is, because I know it's something you're very proud of. It's been quite an effort.
Yeah, no, thank you for mentioning that. I mean, we're still 2 years away from getting our own estate fruit, and in the meantime, we have great relationships with growers in the valley for the Parable wines. On the Chardonnay side of things, we have access to a vineyard up on Soda Canyon, up in the Atlas Peak, that we call A18, which is Weimer clone Chardonnay, and we produce that mainly by barrel fermentation, French oak barrel fermentation. And then we work with the Hyde Vineyard from Larry Hyde and Sons in Carneros, Napa Carneros. We make that with stainless steel and French oak fermentation. Very different kind of wine. Lower elevation where the Soda Canyon is very high elevation. And then lastly, we make another Chardonnay from the Ritchie Vineyard and the Russian River. It's a Grand Cru level site. It has very calcareous soils, really good natural acidity, typically ends up being fairly low alcohol, and we ferment that in a concrete egg. So those are our three distinctly different Chardonnays that we make, all made in very different styles, with very different fruit, with very different results. And then on the Cabernet side of things, we're sourcing from a Van Gogh vineyard, which is also Atlas Peak, very high elevation, very dark, brooding, concentrated wine, west-facing, in Atlas Peak, but pretty low in the Atlas Peak appellation, kind of nestled in between Oakville and Atlas Peak. And then lastly, we're working with Bechstoffer. He's a great grower in the valley. He's been around a long time. He knows what he's doing. We're sourcing from the Bourne Vineyard from Andy Bechstoffer. It's in St. Helena, beautiful soils, just west and south of St. Helena, the old Hain Vineyard, and that vineyard is looking really promising. We're really excited about that moving forward. We have a great relationship with the Bechstoffer. So those are our offerings currently. We are working with other vineyards as well, a bunch of other wines in process aging right now. They haven't made it into bottle yet. They need a little bit more time to age. But when they're ready to go to bottle, we'll also have a Syrah from Bald Mountain, another Cabernet from Trailside, and some others that will keep secret for right now.
Ah, Cale, such a tease. And Cale, what really fascinated me is the two Chardonnays that we were able to enjoy at that lunch at AOC in Brentwood. As you were explaining, very different expressions of California Chardonnay, definitely distinct.
Yes. So the A18 that we had at the lunch is more of a California style, kind of classic California style, bigger, richer, made more in a creamy style, not buttery, but more of a creamy style than the other wines. And then the Ritchie Vineyard is all bright acidity, all beautiful natural minerality to the wine, very floral, and I think fermenting it in the concrete, it sees no wood at all during fermentation, which really keeps that wine focused and steely on the palate, and I think it's also going to aid that wine in aging a long time. So two wildly different wines, analysis-wise, very different.
No, and, again, fun to be able to taste those two side by side, as we also did with the cabs. Now, I was a particular fan because hanger steak was the protein that was paired with that. But in terms of the pairings, I really thought the Bechstoffer cab, truly superb. Give us some notes on that, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. So the Bechstoffer cab is a classic West Side Napa foothills of the Mayacamas. It's planted in a very in the alluvium from Spring Mountain. So basically, the rocks and topsoil that has eroded over time off of Spring Mountain is the top, maybe 4 or 5 feet of that soil, and it's This alluvium off of the Mayacamas, I think, is what gets, you know, a lot of the vineyards on the west side, Copelon, Madrona, Inglenook, all these classic names, their distinctness, you know, in that type of terroir. And, that's what this Bourne vineyard has as well. It's silky. The tannins are chocolatey. It doesn't have any dryness. It has a little bit of olive character, like olive tapenade character, which is lovely, which is making me hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's a fun wine. It's a very young vineyard, maybe 8-9 years old now. So I think the best years of the Bechstoffer Bourne are ahead of us. The one that we have in the bottle right now is gorgeous from 2021. But I think Trey can attest our 23 is looking, we're really excited about the 23s.
Well, bringing Trey back into the conversation in our remaining minute, Trey, how do we find your wines and what's the website?
You can find our wines right now at caribouwines.com. And reach out an inquiry for allocation. The labels will be on the bottles on the 29th of this month. Finally, that's been a little bit of an arduous process to get everything done. That's how you can find them right now. And hopefully, we'll have some limited distribution in California in a couple months. Hopefully to be working with Wally's down in L.A. I have a good connection there, and I've poured some of my wines for them. That would be ideal for me.
Absolutely.
We don't make a lot. Like I think you were mentioning, our total case production is around 500, and so that's basically 100 cases of each wine.
Got it. Trey, we need to leave it there. We have been speaking with some of the principals of Parable Wines up on the St. Helena Trail, Managing Director Trey Epright and winemaker Cale Anderson. We look forward to following their progress. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. When we come back, Pizza City Fest LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.